Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. House impeachment managers have wrapped up their case in the Senate trial of former President Donald Trump. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, Democrats stayed focused on what they say is Trump's role in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
On day one of the trial, Trump's defense lawyers argued the trial is politically motivated, that Democrats don't want to run against Trump in 4 years. But Congressman Ted Lieu pushed back.
You know, I'm not afraid of Donald Trump running again in 4 years. I'm afraid he's going to run again and lose. Because he can do this again.
Lieu said the trial isn't just about holding Trump accountable for his actions leading up to and on the day of the insurrection, but also to ensure no future president follows in his footsteps. He quoted various Republicans condemning Trump for provoking the attack on the Capitol, statements that undercut the defense team's claim that the trial is a partisan exercise. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
Five people associated with the Kansas City Proud Boys chapter are facing federal charges of participating in the attack on the Capitol. Frank Moores of member station KCUR reports that the charges include conspiracy.
Agents apprehended four men and one woman who allegedly stormed the Capitol in coordination with the Proud Boys, a self-described Western chauvinist group. The Kansas City Proud Boys used orange tape stuck on helmets and hats to identify each other during the riot. At least four of them were photographed stopping metal security gates from closing to allow rioters to pour through. They allegedly coordinated with other Proud Boys chapters. Video allegedly shows one member of the group carrying a wooden axe handle or club and egging on protesters. As of today's arrests, at least 18 people associated with the Proud Boys have been charged in the Capitol riot. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
The International Olympic Committee says it's committed to staging the 2020 Games this summer. As Abigail Lennett reports from Tokyo, the Tokyo Olympics chief has resigned.
Yoshiro Mori said he would step down as chair of the organizing committee, saying the most important thing now was the successful Olympic Games, set to start in July. Mori's chosen successor was Kawaguchi Saburo, the 84-year-old head of Japan's soccer league. But he declined the spot, sending the committee further into disarray. Mori set off a firestorm this month when he said women talk too much in meetings and slow things down. He later apologized, but said he wasn't sure if women talk too much because he, quote, doesn't listen to them that much. The Olympic Committee at first accepted his apology, but it changed course in the face of mass protests. Hundreds of Olympics volunteers resigned, female lawmakers were white, and corporate sponsor Toyota called his remarks very regrettable. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Leonard in Tokyo.
This is NPR News. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld an injunction against an Alabama execution unless the inmate's personal pastor is in the death chamber with him. The ruling came hours after 51-year-old Willie Smith was scheduled to die by lethal injection for a 1991 murder in Birmingham. Chicago Public Schools welcomed back a number of students to classrooms Thursday after weeks of labor strife over the terms of reopening. From member station WBEZ, Sarah Karp has the story.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot visited a classroom where preschoolers were making skyscrapers with Magna tiles.
What I saw this morning is truly a reminder why we fought so hard to get our kids back in class, teachers engaging with their students in ways that are impossible to reproduce online. And above all, excited students who are thrilled to be here.
In negotiations with the union, she insisted preschoolers and some special education students start in person immediately. Currently, only about a third of parents have opted for in-person instruction, but Lightfoot is hoping once they see how well things are going, more will send their children to school. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Karp in Chicago.
A new study published in the journal Science suggests that hiring more non-white and female police officers could lead to better treatment of people of color. The study's authors say their analysis of data on 1.6 million law enforcement actions from 2002 to 2015 found that Black and Latino officers used force less often. It also found that female officers used less force than their male counterparts. This is NPR.